My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi.
What's up, Kenny?
Morning.
Morning.
The Royals have lost 7 straight. We're 4.5 games up in the Central.
They are reeling. Yes.
Thoughts, opinions.
They are reeling. I do have a theory on baseball in
general. All
right,
give me the theory.
That it is, of the three major sports, it is the sport where the World Series champion just gets decided based on when the season ends. And what I mean by that is, like, the Guardians were... It was a total collapse, what, 2 weeks ago, week ago?
Yeah,
week ago.
They lost
the division last week.
Right, and if the season just ends, if you came up with an arbitrary time when the season ends in baseball, you'd have a different World Series champion every year. Like, if it was 140 games or 100 games or 80 games. I don't think the NFL is like that. I don't think that the NBA is like that. The NBA, the Boston Celtics would have won the championship last year had the season have been 50 games, 70 games, 90 games, 1,000 games. The only thing you have to solve for is injuries.
Okay.
Like, obviously, the injuries, that would change it. But in baseball, there's nothing to do with that. It almost solely is based on who's playing well. I mean, it's common knowledge, right? It's how we talk about the playoffs every year. Get hot at the right time.
We shouldn't need a postseason, is what you're saying. There shouldn't be a postseason.
No, I mean, have a postseason. It's more fun that way. The postseason does make it more fun.
But you're right.
All I'm saying is, like, so many people were like, man, Lima, if he were in this week, he'd be getting his medicine about the Guardians, how bad they are. And he said that people were losers for being down on the team. And I'm like, well, it just really matters how long the season is. Like, you'd have 8 different World Series champions depending on when the season is in baseball.
I like this theory.
Which is why some people don't even want to talk about baseball because they think it's an exercise in futility. Other people love talking about baseball because they find those little idiosyncrasies to be the most interesting of all the sports.
Now, let me try to poke holes here. That's all I'm doing. I'm with you. Yeah. Let me try to poke holes. 2016 Cavs. By this premise, did the Cavs deserve to win the championship?
Well, so I do think a case could be made that the Cavs team in 2016, they turned out to be, even though they were down 3-1 in that series, they turned out to be a nightmare matchup for Golden State. Now, I don't know. You're right.
But then the Marlins, we weren't the best team that year. Do we have a better record than the Braves going in? I got to go back to them.
In 95?
All right. So,
well, like, we just ran away with the division.
2017, we won like 167 games. So wouldn't the Yankees be a nightmare matchup for us in 2017? That's a much better example.
But you're talking
about nightmare matchups. So that was a bad matchup. Mm-hmm. And we ended up losing that divisional series, and I rued the day. I still rue the day to this day.
Yeah.
Imminent ruage. So wouldn't that be a bad matchup then?
Well, it didn't help.
Like, using the same...
What's his name got injured?
Encarnacion.
Encarnacion got injured in that series.
Yeah, and the injuries part of this, this is where it gets leaky.
Edwin Encarnacion.
This theory, like, because the obviously, like, all of a sudden, if your ace starter goes down with an injury, you'd be like, well, I thought if this... You know, but... The injuries part of this, yeah, Mahomes goes down, Kansas City's not going to win the Super Bowl ever.
Okay. So I can use that? Okay. That's a hell of a point.
Like, how many, a genuine question, in baseball, like, even take the last 10 years, if the baseball season went another 20 games and it was 182 games, do you think we'd honestly have the same World Series champions? I do not. I just think that sport is it's why it's so frustrating for some people to try to wrap their brains around, try to understand it, when I don't know if there really is any understanding baseball. I do think just that's why the postseason is supposed to be so exciting.
Because
literally anything can happen.
What makes baseball great in its own way? Like, there's great things about every sport. I'm not trying to turn into Ken Burns over here. But it's like it's our first sport in America. It really is. And there are things about it that we took and we put it into football. We put it into basketball. Hockey's Canada's thing, but I think you could probably roll that into there if you want to. It is a sport that we took from and then we improved. We put a clock on things. All right? You understand? Like everything else has uniform fields. There is no outs. We took those things, and what makes baseball great is that baseball's still the original and baseball's still different from all. I mean, it's so uniquely different. Playing fields are different. The way the game is played is different. Everything is so unique about it. So I think a baseball fan would have fun with it. Now, if I get off my Dan Okren soapbox and tell you about it, that's why I think that, you know, you have these questions about it. Because baseball is the first sport. Well, it's imperfect. It's an imperfect game. But to the people that love it, it becomes perfect. To the Dan Menigans of the world, it is perfectly imperfect.
Well, think about how many Dodgers teams just should have easily been the best team, were the best team, most talented team, best pitching staff, best lineup, whatever, and then they don't win the World Series. Why? Because it's a best of seven. I mean, they used to do best of nines. Like, we could.
Yeah, used to only put two teams in the playoffs, though.
Right? Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah, but if you really wanted to get the best team, right, you'd have longer series. You know, it's the same thing. We've always talked about this in college basketball. College basketball is the absolute worst way ever in the history of ways to crown a champion. Having 64 teams play one and done, that is not the way to find the best team, but it's also awesome.
That's why
we love it.
It's the same format that they're playing in the NBA playoffs, essentially. It's just faster. They're not taking 2 days off in between games or a day off in between games and then getting back to your starters.
You're saying
in baseball.
Baseball to the NBA, yeah.
Okay.
So you're not getting back to your starting pitchers. Essentially, maybe your best player on your team is only effective in maybe two games in a whole series.
Like,
where in basketball, all seven games, he is there.
But it's also
part of the game.
True.
And he's very true. Dribbling the basketball for 80% of the game.
But I think that's also, I keep going back to life, which I overuse this analogy, but I do. We all have good days. We have bad days. Yesterday, I had a very bad day. Today, hopefully, will be a much better day. And then I can even out my series in my week.
So, Anthony, you would just rather the best team in the regular season be crowned champion?
No, you know what? I'm not even saying that because I think that would be...
that's what it sounds like.
That would be... I think
that would suck to me.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying change it. I'm just saying that is what makes baseball different than the other sports. And I think by and large, it's also the reason baseball does not get the discussion that the other sports...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports get because we all recognize how random baseball is and we accept it. And that's part of the fun.
This goes right along with FML later. Not to give away what I can sell. Don't ask questions if you really don't want the answers. Don't ask a question about people if you really don't want to know the answer. I think that kind of goes with baseball.
But do you think today, compared to a week ago, if you were to poll a cross section of Guardians fans, like last week, if you would have polled 100 people and said, do they have a chance to win the World Series? How many people would have said yes?
Last week, if I would have polled 100 people and asked them if they would have won a World Series, I'm making sure I know the question. Six.
And today, how many?
13.
Okay, it's a huge increase, yeah.
Doubled. We've over doubled the amount.
Yeah. And if they have another good week.
18.
It's just what I think could be even more than
another,
that.
Another good week. Fire, if they have another good week, then it's like 30.
I mean, Josh Naylor has risen. I mean, this has been...
like a phoenix.
This has been outstanding.
Well, we're in magic number time now.
Yeah.
We're at 20 games now, which is essentially 10 games, right?
Yes.
10 wins and 10 twin losses plus Royals.
Mm-hmm. MK in Vermont, social media reactions on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, even though this is an email. He says the division magic number is down to 19. Playoff magic number down to 14. Magic numbers are in.
Yeah, those are small numbers now. You're getting to numbers that you can actually relate to, understand, and kind of keep it in your mind every day and work on it.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bust your chops here. You said, I just want an accurate number.
I don't think that 19 or 20 is that much time to spend.
Okay, fair. We could do that during a break.
And then bring it up later. I'm just going by Guardians magic number on X.
To be honest with you, I was trying to find a way to work in the sponsor there so we could do that.
Well, I went straight to X, where X reactions are provided by Shabby
Jewelers. Cleveland's premier jewelers.
But think about it. So Naylor has...
6'11 and 6'12 for those scoring at home.
Naylor has absolutely come alive. This Rocchio's last few games... you're starting to just find some guys,
yes,
figuring some things out enough where this lineup looks like it has some potency again. Imagine if Stephen Kwan can recapture anything. I mean, he's down to 294. This is one of the biggest drop offs I can remember from a player as good as he is.
Well,
in this amount of time, it's crazy how he has plummeted like this.
This is a Tim Anderson fall off, if you will.
It's really, really bad.
No.
But also part of me is like, what if he figures it out? And if this guy goes on a tear too, now absolutely you can find yourself in the World Series.
Yeah. Guardians are 80-59. And the Royals, I think their last win was against the Guardians. Was it not last week?
Yes, that's when they tied the division up.
That loss that they had when we came back.
They took the lead because they have the tiebreaker.
Was that the seventh or eighth inning we came back in last week? Was that the seventh?
It's the seventh
inning. So that loss that should have, or that win that should have been lost, that was the last. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a way. That is not good. I had to get on the phone with that guy some more. My God, I didn't realize that when that happened. So there you go. The Guardians are 7-1. Jeff Phelps had something to say yesterday about this team, which was interesting to say the least. We don't get a chance to play much Jeff here, but this is what Jeff said, and it kind of got my bull run. It got Lima's bull running, actually. Lima was in the bathroom. He came out. He had an epiphany.
I was having a tinkle, and I heard this on the speaker.
All right, here we go. Hit it.
Teams of the 90s and the early 2000s had great chances to win. They didn't. Doesn't mean those weren't great teams, and it doesn't mean that it wasn't well done all the way around. This team doesn't begin to compare with them, but they're winning. They're playing really good baseball for most of the season. There have been some stretches that aren't so hot. They just lost 9-12. Well, now they've won 4 or 5, but they keep bouncing back, and it's that resilience that I think is just the most impressive thing about this team. It's one of the most unexpectedly good seasons in any sport I've ever seen. In this city. Just stunning to me.
I think you can hear me yelling in the background down the hallway. Should we be giving the Guardians more credit?
I think yes. And by the way,
spicy.
I'm fully aware that last week during the vacation, I tweeted, well, this is an unbelievable collapse. Yeah. Because it looked like an unbelievable collapse. So I'm not even going to lie and make it seem like I was never in doubt. Like, no, I was in doubt last week. It was really bad. It looked like everything was falling apart at the wrong time. And it looked like you weren't even going to be in first place for another week. They've staved that off here. And it is. I mean, you just said their record. I couldn't believe it again.
80-59.
I know people get mad when I bring up their record. But it's
they will finish over 500.
You kind of earn that over time, right? I kind of think they've gotten a record that's good enough that we probably should be talking about it. It shouldn't solve every issue. Like, I don't know, Anthony. Their struggles. The bullpen issues have kind of started. Well, look at their record. No, you can't just say that every time.
They've already won four more games than they did last year.
I know.
That wasn't a serious point to make, but I'm staying.
I just think you get to 80-59. Yeah, yeah. This is really damn impressive. And I think what Jeff was hitting on there, like, yeah, you're having your ups and downs. Certainly over the last 2 months, you've had those ups and downs. But by and large, over the course of a season, I mean, there are a lot of years we would die to have a record like
this. Yeah, yeah. 80-59. Should they get more credit? I think that comes with expectations. I think that comes with a certain weighted expectation for a fan base. Should they be getting more credit? I think that a lot of fans will wait until the end of the year whether or not the Guardians deserve a lot of credit for this season.
So just based on how they do in the playoffs.
I think so many people have been so hot and cold with this team. I've not seen such Jekyll and Hyde reaction to a baseball team in quite some time. It is, they love them, they hate them. Last night, I mean, Brian Rocchio's at bat last night was the quintessential Guardians the emotional roller coaster for a fan out there where he squares up the bunt. People are so upset. They hate Brian Rocchio. He hits a home run. Everybody loves him.
But what you just said, you just described the reaction, what it should be for a 500 team. Oh, the roller coaster of emotions, the highs, and that's 500 team.
I disagree.
This is 80-59.
Yeah, but I think that
this is so much better than the highs and the lows. No, this is highs,
they are,
lows, highs.
Because they are trying lows. To, and I'll explain this again later, because I know we got to go here. They're trying to talk themselves out of thinking the Guardians have a chance to win the World Series because they've gotten their hopes up before.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.